I'm talking to Brighton trainer Gary White, who has a small team going to Launceston for the Wednesday night meeting. Gary, thanks for joining us. And first of all, we might talk about the two-year-old Miss Eye Candy. She only had the one start, and she'll go around in race one.
Yeah, good to speak to you, Pete. Yeah, look, Miss Eye Candy, she's only had one start, Pete, and you know, quite impressed with the way that she hit the line that particular day. She's out of a mare that's suggested, she, like Falling Rain, who suggested, you know, over a bit of time, the further she goes, the better she'll get. Pleased since she's been back into work, and obviously the horse of Walter and Brendan McChange is going to be very hard to beat the top plate. But look for her to be running on.
All right, in race two, you've got a couple in the race. You've got Simply Hot and also Who Forgot the Boots. Who Forgot the Boots is top weight in the maiden class one over the 2,100 metres. First of all, Who Forgot the Boots, he's a plugger and he keeps going in this Grandel suit.
Yes, Pete, look, the last time I just gave him a hit out of the week on the inside track, which wasn't going to suit. Obviously, the 1550 is just more like a 400 metre race on that inside track. So, but he needed that, you know, to keep him up to the mark for this particular race. So, yeah, he'll race up on the speed up at 2100, which will really suit. And as you alluded to, he'll grind away. So, yeah, I'm sure that you know, he'll be in the finish.
Is this an experiment for Simply Hot?
Well, like, yeah, Michael Walker suggested that once you step up in distance. And we did that, you know, the first time we did that was at Devonport,
yeah.
And she got beat ahead. Then Georgia Catania rode her at Launceston, and you know, rode her beautifully. And she really, I thought she hung on really well. So over the 2100, you know, she probably hasn't got the zip that some horses have over the shorter distances. So I'm sure that you know, she'll maintain that you know, that tempo over a longer journey, and you know, as I say, whack away, and hopefully you know, put her down at the right time.
With no genuine speed in the race, would and she has shown speed on in the past, would she be the likely leader, or would you prefer her to sit off the pace if possible?
Look, going on what Michael said, he said, look, you know, don't try and ride her too cute. He said that she'll go that same speed all day. So, you know, if you get an opportunity to race up on the speed, then so be it, and that's how he would ride if you ride over a bit of ground. So. Yeah, I'm sure unless there's somebody wants to burn us off, which would be good if they did, she'll either take the sit or be the pilot.
All right, well, in race four, you've got your saddle up Coronazo. Now, this is a five-year-old that trialled very well. He won a trial and defeated Hotspur that day in Deerheart in Hobart. His debut on March 19 in Hobart on the inside track. Finished last of 10 beaten 17 lengths, but there were reasons for it, Gary.
Yeah, look, Pete, he's blew us away a little bit. He was really good. Obviously, you know, he's a horse that was bought, found in the paddock and bought, purchased by Barry Cooper, and didn't sort of show up. Then all of a sudden, he started to improve, and he had a few manner issues. And Paul, you know, Rudder did a wonderful job with him. Rami, sorry, did a wonderful job with him, and he went to the trials and he really behaved well. And Paul suggested that we probably still should put the Barry blanket on just as a security. The horse, but I think that you know, it worked against us, and he got a little bit agitated with the Velcro. One of those horses doesn't like things wrecking, you know, noise around him, and I think that it worked against us. And then the horse beside him had a barrier blanket on also, and when he heard the Velcro being loosened from it, it sort of made him a bit more uneasy in the gates again. So and Valent lost his stirrups coming out of the barrier, so look, I'd forget that run. The horse has got ability, and if he jumps with him, the guy reckon he'll run the first three. So he has got ability, and you know, I'm sure that they didn't train it for his confidence or his chances.
All right, and in race eight, the second last race on the card, you'll saddle up Fairy Feet. She's been the winner of her past two. Very impressive last week in winning.
Yeah, look, she was, and you know, the track was, you know, a little bit off in areas, and she raced a little bit wide, and Rasset gave her every opportunity, took advantage of the, you know, the better going, and you know, she hit the line very strong, which suggests that she got a huge chance in this particular race. The roll back in the true position, so yeah, naturally, you know, she's where she's drawn, it's going to be a little bit awkward. That's Rasset's job to work that out, but it was great for Cindy and you know, Colin Alderson Bonner, their you know, their commitment. They said that the horse Blossom Baby, that if she doesn't measure up, she'd replace it, and they did. And it was with this horse, so, yeah, very very admirable of them to send it over to the guys at least to have lost the baby. And yeah, I'm really, really pleased. I'm really, really pleased with the way that they what they've given us, and she's pleased us since she last raced, and I'm sure that she'll acquit herself well.
All right, of the ones we talked about, what would you rate as your best winning chance, Gary?
Obviously, Fairy Feet Pete. I mean, she's just she's improved heaps, and I'll give her a couple of weeks off after this meeting, but she's improved heaps in herself, and she's done so well since her last start. And if she backs up Pete, which I'm sure she will, and gets a fair and equal chance, I'm sure it's my best chance.
There's not a lot of her. You know, she's reasonably narrow, and you actually mentioned that she eats the house out, and you don't know where she puts it.
I don't know where she puts it, mate. She's a fantastic doer. She must have hollow legs. That's why I run, mate. Every time I have something to eat, I've got to go run and get rid of it. But she's one of those horses that can eat whatever she wants, and she's keeps her figure. So I'm sure there's a lot of women out there like to have her constitution.
Well, I certainly haven't. All right, mate. Well, well done. All the best, and I look forward to seeing you at the Tote Racing Centre in Launceston Wednesday night.
Thank you, Corby.